Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peris. The headlines first. Vijayakanth from the northern part of Sri Lanka, the tall right-arm leg spinner, who also has a very effective googly, which he developed in recent time, has been called for national duty whilst he was playing in the Sri Lanka A team, captained by Vellalage, for the Rising Stars competition in Oman. Because Vanindu Hasaranga, Sri Lanka's premier all-rounder and leg spinner, has been declared unfit due to a tightening hamstring injury, which means Vijayakanth will get an opportunity. We wonder whether he'll be in the playing 11, but one thing is for sure, the youngster, just 21 years of age, will now share the big dressing room. We wish him all the very best. Right, let's stick to the Tri-Nation competition, where Zimbabwe, Pakistan and Sri Lanka are taking part in the white ball version in Rawalpindi. Zimbabwe were put into bat by Pakistan 147 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs after batting so well up front at one stage. In the 8th over, when they lost their first wicket, there were 72 runs, and when they got to the 11th over, they were 1 wicket for 91, but sadly, the Pakistani spinners got the better of them, and ultimately they ended up only with a par score of 147 for 8. Brian Bennett made a fantastic 48 with 8 boundaries, and then Marubani, the opener, 30, and captain Sikandar Rasa always among the runs when given the opportunity, unbeaten on 34. The bowling, as far as Pakistani seamers were concerned, they were expensive, no doubt. Poor seam attack by Shaheen Afridi, 1 for 34, and Salman Mirza also got carted a little bit for 1 for 21. But then the spinners came into the fore. Salim Ayub, 1 for 31. Abar Ahmed, the leg spinner, 1 for 28. And the orthodox left armer in Mohammad Nawaz, wonderful all rounder, 2 for 23. Pakistan struggled, honestly, because, like, look, at the end of 9.3 overs, getting into the 10th over, they had lost 4 wickets for 54 runs. And the commentator said, game on. But the 61-run partnership for the 5th wicket between Fakhar Zaman and wicketkeeper Usman Khan saw them through. They ultimately got to the target in 19.2 overs, winning by 5 wickets. Top scorer Fakhar Zaman, 44, Usman Khan, 37, and Mohammad Nawaz unbeaten on 21. Far as the bowling is concerned, Brad Evans was impressive, 2 for 26. Graham Creamer, 1 for 24. Richard Nagarawa, 1 for 31. And Maposa, 1 for 29. But sadly, Sikandar went wicketless for 29, the Zimbabwe captain in his 4-over spell. Let's go for the Rising Stars competition now in Oman. In fact, Pakistan and India have qualified for the semi-finals. The first game was between UAE and Pakistan. What a one-sided game. UAE was bowled out for 59, very poor show with the bat. They just couldn't handle the seam and the spin of the Rising Stars of Pakistan, who just had them in all sorts of trouble from the get-go. Pakistan ultimately got to the target in just 5.2 overs, 61 runs for the loss of 1 wicket, simply dominated. And what surprises me personally, UAE winning the toss and electing to bat on such a very good batting condition, being bowled out for 59. Well, India played against Oman. It was not easy for India because Oman were competitive, 135 for 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, and India got their 138 for 4, reaching the target in 18.5 overs. So India and Pakistan have qualified for the semi-finals. Today, Sri Lanka will play against Bangladesh. Of course, that will decide the fate of the Sri Lankan Rising Stars team, captained by Dunit Vellalage. But it all depends, though, because they don't have the luxury of Vijayakanth, who's been called for national duty. And also Afghanistan will play Sri Lanka. Keep eyes focused on that particular tournament. And of course, tomorrow we'll have so much news on the cricketing field as well. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Peris for today. We wish all of you a blessed day. Catch up with you tomorrow. Bye for now.